A Tale of Two Cities, A Story of the French Revolution, by Charles Dickens. Introduction. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Charles Dickens' book, A Tale of Two Cities, begins with these famous words. On the eve of the French Revolution of 1789, the story follows Charles Darnay, a French aristocrat turned revolutionary, and Sidney Carton, a purposeless British lawyer in love with Darnay's wife, Lucy. Sidney's love for Lucy is what inspires him to join the revolution alongside his friend Darnay. At a time when both France and England are experiencing horrible tensions between the upper and lower classes. The book was first released in 1859 via magazine installments, as were many of Dickens' works. It also has come to life through various film and television adaptations. Through the course of the story, during the chaos of the revolution, Darnay gets mistakenly charged with spying for the British, and with other crimes he did not commit. Other revolutionaries try to frame him as pro-aristocrat because he happens to be related to some of the worst anti-revolutionary leaders. But in fact, Darnay is most sympathetic with the peasant working class. Sadly, his own hateful aristocrat relatives try to destroy him as well, just as they are guillotining so many of the working class during this reign of terror. Even Darnay's wife and family start receiving threats. Sidney Carton comes in and out of Darnay's life and legal proceedings. His love for Lucy, and really for Darnay as well, somehow gives his life the purpose it lacked against the backdrop of the revolution. At the last hour, he shows the ultimate form of friendship.